Hi guys, thanks for joining me again today. We're going to be talking about the next set of three storms of six that are really causing the problems in today's market. So we talked about the interest rates, the affordability, and then the housing shortage. The next topic we're going to be talking about is the reason why people are moving. COVID hit. Everyone had to start working from home. People started to either grow their families or found out that not having a lot of space available for teaching their kids from home and having Zoom calls every hour of the day is awesome when you don't have space for them to do it and they get distracted and it caused a whole bunch of challenges. So there's a lot of whys to why people are looking for bigger and better houses and looking into getting into properties. So that they have the space to take care of their specific situation. The next big thing that you really need to look at is there's a change in demographic for buyers looking into purchasing houses. So we're on storm number five, we're almost done. But who's actually buying most of the houses today? And we're really going to blame it on the millennials. I am to blame for this. When you look at our age group, we have been battling for a long time to find a way to affordably move into houses. And with the interest rates and everything that has been happening lately, it's really put a fire under a lot of people to get into houses. And the average millennial is 33 years old at this point. And a lot of people have only rented. They're now becoming first-time home buyers at 33 years old, a lot of them. So we're talking about, in the fourth storm, we're talking about people not being able to function in their current living lifestyle with everyone being at home, having to work from home, having to teach from home, having to do whatever from home, being stuck in a house for 6 months, not able to go anywhere. And then we're talking about people that can finally, that have never been able to afford or just starting to see the real estate market as an investment in themselves and wanting to get into the market. So millennials are the biggest group of buyers since the baby boomers to enter the market for real estate. So that's causing a lot of buyers to come in. And then the last thing that probably one of the most important things that we can talk about is COVID shutting down construction and slowing it down. And what happened in 2008 that really caused construction to slow down? So COVID, everyone, factories were slowing down, shipments across the border were slowing down. If you're building, you can't get appliances. You order a fridge, they say it's here in a month, they'll be here in 6 months. You're going to be having a lot of challenges in today's market anywhere to find prices. You go buy a 2x4, it is $9 for an 8-foot 2x4 when you could get it for $2 before COVID. Let's talk about construction popularity. 2008 was huge problem for the entire housing industry. So leading up into 2008, 2009, 27 million houses were being built year over year. Or 27 million houses had been built in that decade. When the housing bubble burst in 2008, a lot of the construction stopped happening. People weren't able to afford to continue building. A lot of sawmills closed down. A lot of places shut down and never reopened because the market just killed them. Let's talk about the next 10 years. So I just told you 27 million during that 10-year period from 2000 to 2009, 2010. From 2010 to 2019, how many houses do you think were built? 5.8 million properties. We dropped over 20 million new houses being built across the US during that 10 year, 20 million less. So we have a giant population trying to get into houses for their very first time. And we built 20 million less houses than we did in the last decade, over this decade. That is really what's going on in the housing market right now. Everyone talks about, oh, everything's going up so fast, everything blah, 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 blah. There's going to be another housing bubble. There's going to be a huge collapse. Everyone investing in housing right now is going to end up seeing a lot of their money disappear. That's not true. I don't believe it's true. And most realtors and most people that are in this industry don't believe that's true. Lending practices have changed a lot. Conventional cash buyers are the only ones that are really winning properties in today's market. You're not seeing a lot of people overextend themselves and taking out loans larger than what they can afford in today's market. Only the best or smartest people that think outside the box are winning these properties. So the idea that a lot of people are going to start going foreclosure on their houses just isn't going to happen. The economy's growing. Unless something crazy happens, something astronomical would have to happen for anything to shift on us. So it is very important for you to realize the actual facts of what is going on in today's market. It's very important for you to get into a house, even with the competition as high as it is, and you having to pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over asking, pay cash over appraised value. In the long run, you're going to end up on top. The numbers do not lie as far as how fast, specifically the Omaha market, is growing year over year. Look at how many businesses are coming into Omaha, adding new employees and bringing in other people from other states. Omaha's not shrinking, it's growing. So that's going to keep driving the market, and we need to build more houses, but you can only build so many houses when product and materials is so costly and it's so expensive to get into the industry. If you have any other ideas about what's causing the market to be the way it is, I'd love to chat with you. And if it really is something that needs to be told to everyone and educated on, I'm going to educate myself, and then I'm going to do another video helping people understand what's going on in the market and how they can take advantage of what's going on. Hope to hear from you guys, and hope you learned a few things today, and have a great rest of your week.